and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Jason Biggs.
Hey.
What up, man? It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
So is this you guys reclaiming American Pie? Because after you all left, they did a bunch of movies that sort of went straight to DVD. Is this you guys saying, hey, listen, we own this. This is ours.
Yeah, they tried taking it away from us. We were like, what the hell? Screw that. We're coming back.
As you should.
Yeah, but come on. Eugene Levy's got a little part to play in all that because he was in a couple of those straight-to-DVD movies,
and
right?
Jason Biggs, correct me if I'm wrong, Eugene Levy is the first one to say the only reason he did that is because they paid him good money to do those.
Oh, absolutely. How could he have said no? He literally is like, listen, it would have been irresponsible of me to not accept those offers. I mean, you know, it was like... $400 million for 8 seconds. You know what? And, you know, the thing is that about those DVDs, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
But, you know, say what you will, but there was an audience of American Pie fans out there that got new American Pie films.
Nah, I know. Not the same, though.
Every year, every couple of years, and it was exciting for them. And now these same kids that had these DVDs get to see their first American Pie movie in the theaters with American Reunion. And so it's kind of exciting. And in a way, it might have just kept the American Pie name out there, you know? And, you know, that's me trying to, put a positive spin on that.
So with this version of American Pie, we remember, you know, the first few versions that you guys were in. Is it going to follow pretty much the same type of humor, the same way of doing humor?
It is, yeah. You know, the writer directors for Reunion, these guys Hayden Schlossberg and John Hurwitz, who did the Harold and Kumar movies, they are huge fans of the American Pie franchise, have been since inception, and they came in and really wanted to make the movie that fans wanted to see, and they did such an incredible job of tonally and structurally bringing this movie back to the first film, what
nice.
It felt like, the energy, the relationship, all the characters are back, and the comedy. You know, we've got that American Pie brand of humor, but it's got a lot of heart. You know, I mean, that's the thing about that first American Pie. I think about it, and it's a sweet story. You know, it's just four guys trying to get laid, but at core, it's a sweet story. You care about these kids, and you want them to get laid. You know.
But be honest, is this version, American Reunion, is it dirtier than the first American Pie? Because there was a certain way, there was a certain way to be dirty back then, and there's a certain way to be dirty funny now.
Well, you know, it's tricky because in 13 years, I feel like audiences have become a little bit anesthetized to the raunchy humor. I feel like, you know, and American Pie is I think partly to blame. You know, kind of it's been sort of a very popular type of comedy. For, you know, over the past 15 years, and you got to keep pushing the boundaries a bit. So I don't know. I mean, what was shocking 13 years ago might not be now. We think we've added some pretty strong shock value moments in this one. You know, the thing you got to remember, all these characters are older now, so some of the things we were doing in the past would just be awkward, if not downright illegal.
Do you get naked? Do you show your wiener in this?
I show my wiener. So
is it your real wiener?
No, it's my second wiener.
Shut up! You know what I mean. A lot of guys like you, and I don't mean like you, assuming that you have a small wiener, but I mean a lot of guys like you. You have the option to have a stunt wiener. There's prosthetics. There's CGI. Like, is it your wiener?
It is. It is. I am proud to say my wiener, flesh and blood.
Ew! That's disgusting.
There's blood.
Okay, maybe not blood.
And what's your deal now? Are you
something else?
Do you have a family of your own now? Like, what's your deal in your real life?
I'm married. For now, you know, for now.
Yeah.
Married to my first
for now
wife, and then yeah, and Yeah, no, I'm married and hopefully kids soon.
What does your wife think when you do something like this, of where you go back and do another American Pie and you're showing your wiener? What's that conversation like?
Well, the conversation usually steers towards, how many pairs of shoes will I get out of this?
Fair enough.
Awesome. Jason Biggs, thanks.
Can I run to the department store right now, or
what? Jason Biggs, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to be a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Of course. Thank you guys for having
me. Thanks, bro.
Take care, dude.
Thank you.
Wake your ass up. The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.